just what is so remarkable about short-order cooks who make perfect eggs? What is so remarkable about the idea short-order cooks make perfect eggs? Well, they truly do. They truly do. A short-order cook is a cook who is trained in doing just a few things and doing them beautifully, but he spreads it out into every other area in exactly the way he has learned to do the few things he learned to do well. Now, one of the primary things in teaching a short-order cook his profession is to teach him how to make perfect eggs. Now, these are not scrambled eggs. These are not eggs that are poached. These are not eggs that are done in any of the hundreds of ways they can be done. But they are normal fried eggs. They are normal fried eggs that are done so exquisitely. The yolk is perfectly gentled into the egg itself, and the yellow is beautiful and a little firm, but very, very juicy. Not super juicy, but it's firm within that. The juiciness is firm within it. And to do this is an art. Short order cooks are taught this art to make perfect eggs. And part of the cooking that they do is by cooking on a medium heat and by cooking with respect for what they're making. Now think of what the short order cook is doing. He is making a quick breakfast or a quick meal for somebody. He's in a cafe, perhaps, rather than a fine restaurant. And as he's in this cafe, his job is to get things done quickly. And so his stove is always set at just a tinge more than medium heat. And his cooking is pans are constantly moving. They're not setting on the stove to get super heated to that medium heat. They're a little less than medium heat. And he has his pans, which he calls his friends. And he takes each pan and he makes sure that it is just properly touched with a little bit of oil or grease or whatever he uses, butter oftentimes. And then he will gently crack the egg into it so that when he cracks the egg, he does not make the egg bruised. The egg does not bruise that inner layer just beneath the shell of the egg, so that it'll be perfectly intact. And then as he does that, he lays it into the pan. And as he lays it into the pan, it begins to open. It begins to blossom like a flower. And as it blossoms, it's a joy to see. And sometimes as he's training himself or being trained, he will take his pan and he will make a gentle upward flip with it so that the egg will just slide up and then slide back down into the pan. It's not that it flops in the pan. It's not that it's thrown out of the pan. It slides up and then sort of like a leaf, gently turning over and sliding back down into the pan. And then up again, so when he makes the sunny side up, the sunny side is always going to be a glorious-looking side. Now, one of the things that the short-order cook does to produce perfect eggs, he keeps his equipment clean. He keeps his spatula clean. He keeps his pan clean. He does not fry potatoes in the egg frying pan. He does not fry vegetables and other things in his egg frying pan. His egg frying pan is treated like the most beautiful diamond that anyone could ever handle. It is just treated with such love and such joy and such respect. And this respect provides the short order cook with the dignity that it takes to be making perfect eggs. And to make perfect eggs, he doesn't say, I'm going to make perfect eggs. He doesn't say, how do you make perfect eggs? He doesn't say, why is it that some people can do it and some people can't? He learns the technique for making perfect eggs. And the first technique is, he says to himself, I make perfect eggs. I know how to make perfect eggs. I make perfect eggs. It's viewed in my consciousness. It's from the depth of my soul, the depth of my being, that I make perfect eggs. And then he does that. And if you were to look at him and watch him during an entire time that he's on his shift, all his eggs are perfect. Now, some of his other food may not get the attention that he gives to his eggs, but a short-order cook who is truly a short-order cook gives full, proper attention to everything that he does. The potatoes that he fries or prepares, the vegetables that he prepares, the foods that he prepares, everything he does with absolute perfection. Everything he does with absolute oneness of what he is doing. Now, many have had teachers, they have had mentors who train them in being a short order cook. And most of the people who were mentors were usually the owners of the store, the owners of the restaurant, the short order store. And they would say, now, do it quickly, do it easily, do it wonderfully. Follow these rules. Don't vary from these rules because these rules work. Don't vary from these rules because these rules work. Don't use a dirty pan. Don't use dirty spatulas. Don't use butter that has been tainted. Don't use anything, because if butter has had some bread on it or some other things in it, it immediately changes the perfection of the frying operation. Everything is done to a precision and to a joy and to a fantastic quality. Yes? Short order cooks make perfect eggs because they train themselves to learn the art of making perfect eggs. And once they learn the art, they do not vary from it, because they know that art, that technique, that skill functions on their behalf. Now, truly, a great pianist is not going to vary from playing the particular piece of music according to the way that it was written. He may add some of his own magic to it, but the music is still there. The underlying music is always perfectly there. It is like the ideal egg that is always cooked to perfection. Now, you and I have the ability to do everything in our life according to that protect. We listen to the voice of wholeness within us. And the voice of wholeness within us says, short order cooks make perfect eggs. And we don't ask why short order cooks make perfect eggs. We know why. Short order cooks have been trained how to make perfect eggs, and they do not vary from that training. They do not vary from that technique, from that skill, from that genius. And whether they're at home, whether they're at their quick restaurant, or whether they're anywhere else, visiting friends or whatever, if they have the privilege of cooking for those people, they cook with the skill that they have as a short-order cook, which means that everything they do is fantastic and glorious and good. Everything they do is wonderful. As we speak our word, as we claim the good about our life, as we listen to the divine within ourselves, as we listen to the mentor within us, the divine, we'll find that, like the short-order cooks making perfect eggs every time, we will accomplish everything we do in life as the ideal for which it was set forth to be. We will not search out the ideal, we will be the ideal. We will listen to the divine within us, and we will follow its guidance 100% to bring forth that perfect egg every time, to bring forth that perfect skill in any area of our life that it delights us. For that's who we are. We are the voice of wholeness. We are that short order cook who makes perfect eggs every time. And that goes for us in every area of our life. And we know it. We know it. We know it. We know it. Have a lovely day and know that I love you. I love you. You're super. My, my, my. Didn't know you were a short order cook, did you? You're great. Have a lovely day. Love you.